Welcome back to Talk for Tuesday.
Today we're talking about harvest.
So what do we think about the harvest?
What is harvest? Does anyone know?
A food bank, well, giving and helping people.
Food banks do come from harvest time, but do you know where harvest, like what harvest actually is?
Like from the fields.
Oh,
like where they grow crops.
Like growing crops.
Who grows crops usually?
Farmers.
Yeah, and farmers harvest the crops, so it means that those crops stay around for a little period of time, okay? Harvesting normally takes place in September and October in this sort of winter season. Why do you think we are harvesting? What are we doing?
Close to being us, someone ended up time to grow.
Good. And what are we now doing with our foods and our resources from the harvest?
Growing it.
So that we can?
Give it to the community.
Give it to the community to?
Eat.
Yeah, okay. So harvest is from that particular time, okay? And we know that if we're an animal, we like to hibernate away for Christmas, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay. And then that tends to happen after harvest has taken place. And they often harvest foods. Have you ever seen like a squirrel or something try to hide the food and they hibernate away for winter?
Yeah.
That all stems from harvest, doesn't it? Okay. Does anyone want to talk to me about their research on harvest that they've done for the podcast?
When I was researching it up, seeing what you can put for harvest, and a lot was going on saying about beliefs of it.
Okay.
Saying you grow crops and you give it to the community and give it to like people who need it.
Do we know who's responsible for harvest in our school and what job they do?
Is it like the year 10s and year 11s?
Yeah, do you know what they do?
Go around to collect them.
Like vegetables.
All right, just one person want to tell me. So what do they do
they
in
go
the fall
around,
time?
They go around collecting like all the peas and tins and all that.
Peas in specific, yeah. Tins, yeah, jars, foods that we know that can be stored for what?
A thousand years.
A while, yeah. 1,000 years, Jamie. But we know that they've been stored for a long period of time, haven't they, okay? And where do those tins and jars go?
It goes to a food bank and then it's given out to the community that can't afford food.
It is, okay. And we know that who's looked after that for a long time. We know year 10 and 11 do it. Who helps that though? What teacher?
Miss Dobson.
Well, Miss Dobson does obviously help that.
But Mr. Carroll.
One person in particular, that's Miss Mallory. Okay.
Miss Mallory.
So Miss Mallory is in charge of the harvesting and the food banks, and she makes sure that we get enough, and staff are taking part and bringing them in as well as students, okay? And then we give them to Miss Mallory and she boxes them up and gives them to the food banks in our community in Kirby, okay? So what do we think then about harvest? What does it mean to us? We're giving back, maybe?
It's like bringing happiness to others.
Mm-hmm.
So sort of like Christmas.
A little bit, yeah, I suppose.
It might make like people feel special.
Mm-hmm.
That the open food banks, and you might feel caring.
Yeah.
If you donate.
Feel happy that they received something that people think about them.
Good, yeah, and people are thinking about them in specific, yeah. Do we know what people like to do at Christmas sometimes with the harvesting that they found?
Soup kitchens.
Soup kitchens, yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Okay, so we've got that idea, haven't we? They do celebrate, you're right, okay? We've just heard that from Zara then. But we know that harvest is a time to give back a lot of the time, isn't it, okay? And that's what we like to celebrate. We obviously, this week, have been joined by a couple new members. Some new, some old. That are returning, okay? So I think that we need to introduce ourselves because we didn't do that last week. So if we just go around and tell a little bit about yourselves and why harvest is maybe important to you. We'll start with Daniel. Tell me your name.
My name is Daniel.
Okay, and why do you think harvest is important?
To make people happy and, like, know that other people, good people, like, staying here to like help them and like get stuff to them.
Good.
My name's Jamie, but I like to be called Jay. One thing about harvest is just giving back to the community.
Good.
My name's Max.
You're a returning member of the podcast club.
Yeah, very bad at Call of Duty.
What's that got to do with the harvest?
I don't know. And Jamie said something about himself, so I said something about
myself. We like that, though. But we know that that's to do with teamwork, and harvest is part of teamwork, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, good. Isla?
My name's Isla, and I think about harvest is, like, helping people. And, like, it brings people closer.
My name's Zara, and to me, harvest means where just people get together and help the community and make everyone feel special.
My name's Stephen, and I think about harvest, and it's, like, bringing the community together.
Lovely. Any final thoughts from anyone?
Plus harvesting, harvesting a field, harvesting sort of puts more hope in the world.
Mm-hmm. Because we know we're growing the earth, aren't we? And putting a lot back into our actual ecosystem as well. Yeah, that's good.
And ask your parents before you start eating tins.
From the house. They'll be looking for some spaghetti hoops of a night and they've gone already. All right, well done, guys. And we'll be back next week with our new podcast, won't we? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.